Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave McLennan is the CEO of the largest privately held company in the United States, that is Cargill, and nice enough to take some time on a busy day this morning. Dave, how are you?
Dave, it's good to talk to you. I'm doing good, thanks.
Well, I know you're trotting around the globe again today, but before you head off to Europe, I want to ask you your thoughts on the headlines that we're all reading about and your take on the U.S.-China trade war.
Well, it's very troubling. It's just China is an important trading partner for us, especially for the state of Minnesota relative to our agricultural products. Cargill's been in business for 154 years, and ever since international trade opened up, we've always been an advocate for open trade. But it's not good for the American economy, and I'm hoping the two countries can find a way out soon.
Do you think there's that possibility? Is there that light at the end of this tunnel?
I'm going to choose to be optimistic. I think both countries realize the importance of trade and the importance of trade for each other's economy. We're talking about food as well as industrial goods. And so deep down, I think the two sides will come to an agreement, but it could be a while. That's the uncertainty is what's the toughest part.
Certainly seems to have affected our soybean farmers here in Minnesota.
It has. I mean, prices have been low for a long time. I mean, on the good side, I mean, weather has been for 5 or 6 years. We've had outstanding growing years. Crops have been good and stocks have built, but it means lower prices and it means plenty of supply. It's good for the consumer. It's good for feedstocks, but ultimately it's tough on Minnesota farmers.
I want to ask you, Dave, about something that is not getting the attention that obviously the China-U.S. Trade talks are, but that is this agreement with the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and I'm really anxious to hear your insight and thoughts on that.
Well, it's a good call out, Dave. I mean, it's something that's out there, and so it was formerly called NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and it's now being called the USMCA, so U.S., Mexico, and Canada Agreement. That's also a really important arrangement, an agreement between our three countries in North America, and especially for agricultural exports. So U.S. agricultural exports both to Mexico and Canada, since NAFTA was originally put in place, which was in 1993, quadrupled. And so Canada and Mexico are very big trading partners, and so that's equally important to our relationship with China.
Are there any hurdles you see in that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the challenges always is trade is a very political issue, and the further on you get in the calendar and the closer we get to next year's elections, it becomes more difficult for politicians on both sides of the issue to take stands that they may be tempted to kick the can down the road. So I think that's probably the biggest hurdle, and just it'll be interesting to see the byplay between what's going on with the U.S. and China, but also then what happens with the U.S. and the USMCA.
Yeah, and that's another one, certainly, as you know. I know you have a global perspective, but that affects Minnesota farmers again.
It really does. I mean, in the U.S. alone, about 10% of all farm acres support exports to Canada and Mexico. And specific to Minnesota, just 2 years ago, we as a state exported $6.7 billion worth of goods to Canada and Mexico. More Canada than Mexico, but they're important trading partners for our state.
You know, when I look at the tariffs getting the headlines here, Dave, what about as you deal with countries all over the world every day, do you deal with that issue in other countries?
Do you mean in terms of trade?
Yes, in terms of tariffs.
In terms of tariffs, well, our top three trading partners for agriculture is Canada, Mexico, and China. So the issues that you just mentioned, the trade agreements with those three countries are at the forefront. Generally speaking, no. I mean, I think we've got good trading relationships today with countries like Japan and South Korea, but I think the administration has also expressed support for getting bilateral agreements in place. I was in Colombia recently, and we've got a good trading relationship with them, but as you can see, headlines can change very, very quickly.
Yeah, they sure can. In fact, I was just reading that North Korea is in a four-year drought.
They are in a four-year drought. I mean, information doesn't come as freely out of that country as it does in others. But you know, countries go through cyclical weather patterns as well. And so certainly with a country that is not strong economically, that's something that is going to be stressful for them.
Dave, I know you're off and running. I appreciate you taking our phone call this morning, and have a good trip to Europe. And maybe we'll see you back at the State Fair, I hope, this year.
I always stop by the booth, Dave. It's a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to it. It's not that far away, is it?
No. Well, I'm not going to push it either. Dave, have a great trip. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. See you soon.
Dave McLennan, he's the CEO of Cargill. His thoughts this morning here on WCCO. The Morning News with Dave Lee continues after this.
This is Byron Buxton, and Twins baseball starts today at 11:30 on WCCO 830.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.